Cyber Monday was expected to generate $1.5 billion in internet sales nationwide. That's great for online retailers, but not so good for tax coffers in states like Washington and Idaho. That's because many cyber retailers still don't collect sales tax. And as Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, Congress is unlikely to close that loophole anytime soon.
From the pandemonium of Black Friday to the keyboard tapping of Cyber Monday, Americans are spending big in advance of Christmas 2012. But fast growth in online shopping is a source of heartburn for state leaders like Washington Governor Chris Gregoire. The Democrat wants Congress to act in the current lame duck session to require online retailers to collect and remit sales tax to the states. Washington Congressman Adam Smith says a vote is possible but not likely.
It's still, I would describe it, as a tough poll, you know, to see that the leaders in both in the House and the Senate would be willing to go after this.
The proposal has bipartisan support. Idaho Governor Butch Otter, a Republican, considers it a matter of fairness to brick-and-mortar stores. But in Oregon, where there is no sales tax, Democratic Senator Ron Wyden says requiring online retailers to become tax collectors will, quote, kill entrepreneurship and job creation. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
The Washington Department of Revenue estimates state and local tax coffers will miss out on $1 billion over the next 2 years due to internet sales. That's roughly the size of the current state budget shortfall. Idaho is expected to forego $46 million this year alone because of online purchasing.